Hi everyone, this is Empress Constance, and today I'm sitting down with Kelly from eroticdenial.com. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Miss Constance, how are you today? I am absolutely, I have to tell you, I have just been so excited, so anticipating just sitting down to talk with you. This is going to be so much fun.
Well, I've been looking forward to this too, and it will be fun, and everybody will get to know about Kelly now. So
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they all have a lot of questions for you.
I hope so. I'm excited.
Okay, so we're going to start out with the basics. How long have you been doing phone sex for?
Not very, very long at all. I've actually only ever been at LDW, and it's not really been for very long. So this is the only place that I've done phone sex. And I don't know. That's about it.
Wow, that was my next question too. How long have you been at LDW? It's only been a short time, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been about 6 months. I've been here since the beginning of October 2014, so just about 6 months. Yep.
And you love it, right?
Oh, I love it so much. It's better than I thought it would ever be. Yeah, I really, really like it.
Very cool. And what would you say that your style is on the phone?
That's a really good question. And, I think a lot of people kind of just like look at my picture and assume that I'm really super cute and just sweet. And I have had some people think that they could really just kind of play me and push me around and challenge me, like with, say, a tease and denial call. Like, I say that I'll say no, and then they say, "But you didn't really mean that." Oh, yes, I did. So I've had some people think that they could charm their way to an orgasm, but let me tell you, I've actually made them really super beg to come, and I've still denied them. So I guess I really am, my for style, I guess I'm really sweet and very easy to talk to, and I listen really, really well, but if you challenge me, watch out. I think that I'm very much into being in control. So I honestly am, in my opinion, a lot more dominant than I would say most people think, just from looking at me or reading about me.
I can see that. I can see that. And it's nice to know you have that very dominant streak in you.
Oh, yes, I do.
And where in your home do you take your calls?
Oh boy. Well, I'm not actually in my apartment very often. I do in-home pet boarding and house sitting for people who are away on vacation or away for business. So often I'm in my bedroom or the living space in someone else's home, which actually adds a whole lot of sexiness to naughty calls. But when I'm at my apartment, I am in my bedroom. It's a really, really giant bedroom. It's awesome. So mostly in the bedroom, sometimes in a living space, but it varies honestly from week to week, depending on who I am boarding for. I've got a great little business going.
It sounds like it. Very cool. And do you have a set schedule?
I actually do. And I take a couple of classes because I am studying to be a vet tech right now. So currently, and this changes, I guess, semester to semester, but right now, my classes are usually mornings or after dinner. So my time to play is during the days. And I sleep in a little bit, so about after 11 a.m. And I love to nap after a class, so probably, later on at night. I'm generally always busy on the weekends, especially if I've, boarded or house sat for that week. I'm usually real busy getting things cleaned up and shopping and doing errands for the people. So you won't see me a lot on weekends unless that was planned ahead. And generally during the day from say 11 to about 6-ish. Yeah. So 11 to 6, Monday through Friday. That's
Very
about it.
nice. And do you accept appointments?
Oh, I love appointments because they really, really, really are the best. I mean, it gives me something so cool to look forward to and to plan for. And I have these fantasies in my head all the time. So sometimes in class, sometimes while walking around or riding my bike, I often plan and play and replay sessions in my head when I've got ideas for appointments. So if you make an appointment with me, oh my God, I absolutely love that. And please know that I will be thinking of you that entire day. Yes, I love appointments.
Very nice. That should definitely get those boys making appointments with you.
Hope so.
What are some of your favorite calls to do?
Oh, wow. I have lots of favorites, actually, but probably my tip-top favorite is teasing. I love, love, love to deny guys, and I'm not really sure why I love making them beg and plead, but it is a huge turn on and such a rush for me. I actually just on my blog, I wrote about edging a guy on spring break. So, yeah. I like being a little bit of a cock tease or a lot of a cock tease and cross dressing and sissies too. They're so much fun. I love gender bending and I have a couple friends and actually a roommate who gender bend and cross dress. We even go to this drag club where I live. And I always compliment lots of the guys who are dressed up and dancing, and I ask them where they get their shoes. So it's just a lot of fun. I also like cuckolding. I have, ooh, a little bit of a big black cock, you know, a BBC fetish that I've never had before. And I really think the big cocks are the best. And I guess one thing that not a lot of people know is that I'm learning so many new kinks and fetishes. I go to a dungeon that's about 3 hours away from me, and the ladies there are amazing. They teach me so many new things. And right now I'm learning about bondage and how to give the best spankings and even wax play. So I keep learning more and more. And then I guess the sensual side of me. There is that sensual side of me that just loves older guys. Oh my God. I think they are sexy and serious, and they really can please me. They're not at all like guys my age who just want to come real fast, you know? I like to get into, oh, a man's head and stay there and make him think of me and crave me. And, you know, also just talking about anything and everything. So teasing and cross-dressing and cuckolding and anything new and sexy older guys. Those are all my favorites.
Yeah, me. Are there any type of calls that you do not take?
I would say not yet. I mean, people have been so really excellently nice to me. It's been really great. And I think I would pretty much try anything once and then twice to make sure I'm sure. But yeah, there's not anything that I've said no to yet.
Very nice. All right, what is one of the craziest things you were ever told, or you ever had somebody do, or you ever saw on a webcam during a session?
Okay, this is a couple of things. My first call ever. I had a guy ask me to marry him, promising me like anything and everything that I wanted if I would become part of his harem and live a polyamorous life in Utah. So he spent a whole lot of time explaining that to me, and I was like, I didn't know if I should be like fascinated by everything that I learned or kind of creeped out. And I of course, like I said, no, thank you. How very nice of you to, yeah, I wouldn't meet you, basically, is what I said. And then I kind of like hung up the phone and thought, what did I just get myself into? So I haven't talked to anyone like that since. So, you know, it's okay.
That's a little crazy.
Yeah.
Now, do you like doing two mistress calls?
Oh, I love two mistress calls. They're a lot of fun.
And are there any ladies that you enjoy doing two mistress calls with? We all have kind of go-to ladies. And
Yep.
who are some of your go-to ladies?
Okay, so, I know that one that I did with Faith was absolutely amazing. We did a sissy humiliation call with some small penis humiliation thrown in. We had so much fun. We laughed the whole time, and we totally just ganged up on the caller who loved it. So we have some plans to do more of that. So Faith for one. And then, you know, there are people, callers, guys, who really like kind of like an older, younger role play. And I've done one with Olivia and one with Kay Marie. They were pretty hot themes. One was a nurse and her assistant, kind of that type of thing. And the other was a college girl. So totally natural for me and a professor. So I hope to do lots more two mistress calls. And you know, Miss Constance, maybe I could hook up with you too, because I hear you like big cocks just like I do. So maybe like some two mistress teasing or cock sucking calls or something. I don't know. Could be fun.
It could be a lot of fun. You heard her,
Woo!
boys. Make it happen.
Oh yeah.
Now, do you have any hobbies?
Yes, I ride my bike all over. I hate walking. Like from place to place. Is it okay to say where I live?
Sure.
Oh, okay. So I live in Savannah, Georgia. So if anybody knows Savannah, I live more in the historic section, but you know, I board downtown and things like that. So everything is walkable, but I hate walking. And they have bike racks everywhere. So I just ride my bike all over. I also love music and books. I was going to be a writer at one point, and I love to do creative writing so much. And I also love to dance, you know, dance and move my body just a lot. It's fun. And I guess finally, my last hobby is cooking. I love cookbooks and finding new things and trying new foods. And my roommates are pretty good at being my guinea pigs, and I haven't killed them yet. So it's really, really excellent. I'm pretty good at
Well, if you haven't killed
it.
them yet, then you're doing pretty good.
Absolutely.
Now, what sort of things do you do? I know you like to ride your bike and everything, but what do you do when you're not taking calls?
When I'm not taking calls, you know, if I have to be like, if I'm boarding and have to do things responsibly, you know, I'm taking care of stuff in people's houses or their pets, and I'm out a lot. I have to not be on a couch sitting down, and I have to be out of the house. So, you know, I take my classes, of course. I hang out with my friends. I love to hang out. We have so many parks and squares here in Savannah. So I just go out, hang out, and I have fun all day. And there's a beach, Tybee Beach, which is about 25 minutes away. And I can bike there, honestly, or, you know, catch a ride with someone. And it's 20 minutes away-ish with like a really good bar. So that's always fun too. So I'm always out if I'm not taking calls.
All right, now we're gonna switch up to a little dirty, but don't worry, we're gonna get back to some more vanilla things too. What is your favorite sex toy to use on yourself?
I have a Hitachi wand, and I love it. It is like an instant orgasm. First, I put it on low, then high, then bam, I come. And I can do that about 4 or 5 times, and then I stop. And actually, what's really hot is I stand up to use it, and I have this like full-length mirror on my closet. So it's, I shut my closet door and I can see myself. So sometimes when I'm feeling really kinky, I get naked and watch myself in the mirror. I do get a little freaky sometimes with myself.
Well, you're certainly allowed to do that. What is your favorite sex toy to use on a partner?
Well, I guess that would depend on whether my sex partner is a guy or a girl. Ha ha.
Oh my.
I know. Oh, with a guy. Oh, if I'm not fucking him, well, I guess I would be fucking him with this. I love to do anal. And I always want to show a guy how good a strap-on fuck can be because I love that. It's just so hot for me. And with a girl, it's totally different. Like with girls, I mean, if it's not like a straight kind of sex thing, which is hot, I get into to like titty bondage. I love to tie up tits and use a pussy pump. I'm totally into the way a swollen pussy looks. Oh, it's like so sexy and lickable. So yeah, strap-ons for guys, pussy pumps and rope for girls.
Wow, and I guess you answered the next question, which is, have you ever been with another woman?
Why, yes, I have. And I loved it a lot. I mean, women are like really soft and delicious, and the sex is hot. So different than being with a guy. But that said, I would not say that like I'm bisexual or anything. I just like the sex part of it. I really love the sex part of it, actually. But I actually couldn't see myself like dating a girl and being like all romantic and just no. I like dick too much. So sex, yes, but not like, romance and relationship.
Very nice. All right, so you want to let loose, you want to let your hair down, you want to go crazy. What do you do?
Oh boy. I get crazy. I go to electronic dance music, also known as EDM. I go out, I see a show, I go to a concert, I just let go into the music and in the crowds is way intense. Like an example of that would be Tomorrow World is coming up in September in Atlanta, and I will absolutely be there. And for those who don't know, it's an electronic music festival. It's not like underground, like a rave or warehouse party. I'm not really into those. But I don't know. They don't have their lineup out, but like for music with really good beats, I love Oliver Heldens and Skrillex and Diplo, and they formed a group called Jack U, which is kind of fun to say. But it's awesome to be there and just to hear everybody. Some regular people that you might know about, like more popular music, is like Avicii or Swedish House Mafia, but they broke up a couple of years ago. So I really live what's called an EDM, like the plur life, peace, love, unity, and respect. So when I let loose, how I let loose is really kind of in line with how I live my life, but like at an EDM festival, there are a lot more strobe lights and stuff involved.
Very cool. All right.
Yeah.
If you only had one word to describe yourself, what would that one word be?
Playful. I'm playful.
That's a great, great word.
Thank you.
Okay. If you and only one man were left on this earth, who would you want that one man to be and why?
Oh, wow. That is a question. Oh, there is one man in particular who comes to mind. Okay, so I took a writer's workshop, and the professor, oh, he just took my breath away. He was, I don't know, probably about 35. He was tall, kind of on the slim side, shaggy, kind of medium dark hair, and these gorgeous green eyes. But the best was he spoke with a Scottish accent. Oh, and a class friend of mine said he looked like the Doctor Who guy, but I don't watch that, so I'm not sure of the guy. But if you watch it, you might know who he looks like. And why? Well, because every lecture that he gave sort of gave me like a brain orgasm. Like, you know, when someone just talks to you and you feel like their words are massaging your brain? Oh, he was like that. Plus, very sexy. And I bet he had a big dick too. So, him.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Mr. Scottish professor dude,
Yes.
if you're listening, Kelly chose you as the last man on earth.
Woo!
Okay. So you haven't been in the phone business very long. You haven't been with LDW that long, about 6 months. Would you say that since you started this and talking to very kinky people on the phone, when you're out and about running errands and doing everyday things, do you now start to see things or people in like a new kinky way?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yes, I totally do. Any grocery store just has anything and everything like that I pick up. It can be either sucked on or stuck in someone's ass or like fucked. I mean, yeah. And I tend to like look at guys now everywhere and try to see like what panty lines they might have. Or, like, I just look at people just sitting in like a coffee shop every day, and I'm kind of like, you know, what are you really thinking of? So yeah, I tend to think everybody's thinking something dirty at any given time. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, what is your favorite food?
Oh, pizza. Way pizza. I could max out on pizza. But surprisingly, I'm actually kind of a foodie. I try, like I said, haven't killed anyone yet with my cooking, but I try food from all kinds of different cultures, and I eat out a lot and try to experience new stuff all the time. And where I live, we've got hundreds of restaurants. I mean, I've been here for a number of years, and I've not even gotten to all of them yet, but just I try new stuff all the time. But when it comes down to that, food that you just have to have, I love a Chicago deep dish pizza just with tons of pepperoni. So much. Oh, it's so good. But you can't really get that here. So I only get that when I go home. I know. The pizza here sucks.
Okay, what is your favorite drink?
Well, I have two. I am completely in love with coffee because I think, you know, coffee is just about the best thing ever invented. I could never drink it. You know, when I was in my house, we weren't allowed to drink coffee. So I tried it and wow, talk about being the Energizer bunny and just doing like everything. I mean, it's like amazing. So I think coffee, I'm like addicted to coffee. But if I'm going out with friends, beer. My favorite beer is like a raspberry lambic. And I like the flavored ones, like the flavored buds and like the ciders. And my roommates and I, we joined this loyalty program at our favorite bar, where I actually want to bartend someday. Who knows? So it's really a fun night out, and I like beer. Beer is good. Beer and coffee.
Okay. What is one thing on your wish list right now? If you could have any one thing, what would that one thing be?
Oh, wow. Oh boy. Now you're going to give away my hoarding. Okay, so I'm really into collecting, those aromatherapy oil diffusers or wax melters and oil burners, along with the oil or wax cubes. In my apartment, I have these windows that are painted shut. And I've got this huge, really cool industrial, like metal bookcase in front of it. So I like these really neat glass things like oil or wax burners or diffusers to put there just because they catch the light and they look really pretty. And plus, all the things smell good and create different moods. I'm into all that. So it just. It's exciting. It would be really exciting to get like a present of one of those. I'm sorry, the beastie that I'm boarding decided to moan. A present of one of those and to be able to put it there. It's really a nice way for you to spend some time in my bedroom with me.
Okay, rank in the order of importance the traits you like most in a submissive man: respect, loyalty, generosity, and obedience.
Okay. I actually like them in that order. I think respect should always come first because there is no possible relationship without respect. And then loyalty because the same as above. I mean, there needs to be loyalty, just like respect. I think they go kind of hand in hand. And then generosity is important to me because I am a princess and I love to be spoiled and I love presents and fun things like that. And I think obedience is good for last because I think if you're a submissive man, I think there's automatically some obedience with you. So that's kind of a given. Like if I had to train you to be completely obedient, I probably wouldn't want you to be my submissive guy. Sort of.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Okay, the next set of questions comes from one of our Enchantrix Empire members. I'm sure you've seen him on there, but you probably don't understand just how sick and twisted he really is. But he
Uh-oh.
actually asked some good questions, and they're from Cannibal. So the first one is a three-parter. I'll ask you all three at once.
Okay.
When was the last time you were violent? Were you in the right, and would you do it again?
Oh my God. I'm gonna have to check out this cannibal dude and just see what he's all about. I know I've seen him, but wow. Okay. All right. Yes, I was violent. Probably not all very much, once or twice, but last time I was violent was about a year ago. I was walking downtown on St. Patrick's Day with a beer in hand with my roommates, and some dick called one of my roommates who is gay, and he was in a green dress. But you know what? So were half the guys in Savannah at the time. I mean, everybody was wearing green skirts and tutus and everything. He called him a really rude and super offensive name that I am absolutely not going to repeat here. And so maybe it was the liquid courage in me, but I turn around and I just told him to shut the fuck up or I would beat his ass. Now, this guy was way taller than me and he started to laugh. Oh, and this pissed me off to protect a cute little thing like me. And then he repeated the word like in my face. And added like more, I can't say them, but they're very bad slangs for homosexual, and said, "Okay, so what are you gonna do about it, Barbie?" And I don't know what possessed me, but I hauled off and punched him in the face, and he dropped his beer. And then, like by some miracle, the crowd shifted, and I was like moved out of his way. So I was freaking so scared. I was so terrified. But I do think that I was in the right because someone was being really hurtful to my roommate who absolutely didn't deserve that. And fuck that, you know? I mean, and would I do it again? I don't know. Actually, the whole thing was kind of stupid. I could have said something or done something else, you know, like just walked away. I don't actually agree with non-consensual violence, but again, I'd had a few drinks. It was St. Patrick's Day, and it just happened. And honestly, like I said, I was scared to death. So, wow. What a question.
I think you were in the right, and I would do it again if I were you.
Whew.
Okay, what does the phrase the dark side of the moon mean to you?
Oh my goodness. Wow, that's another interesting question. And my face is like all red from telling that story. I'm kind of worked up. The dark side of the moon was I feel like I'm being tested. It was a Transformers movie, I think, right? The third one. It had like a subtitle or something. But wait, I like science too, so maybe it's the side of the moon not lit by the sun? I'm not sure. Is this like a trick question or like a butt sex reference or something? I don't know.
He hasn't told me. I have no idea what the question actually is means, but I think he's more referring to an album. I think Stick, is it Stick? Somebody.
I don't know.
So.
It's not electronic dance music, I'll tell you that, because that I would know.
Okay, next question, and this is a very good one. Are you frightened of dying?
No, not really. I mean, I've had some very special people die. It's people who are very special to me. And I do believe that there is some kind of life after death. And my actual belief is like, and I grew up very Catholic, but what I really believe myself personally is that Earth is like a school or something. And, you know, so everybody dies. So actually, I'll look forward to seeing those people again. But that said, I am absolutely in no hurry to die. So, I mean, it's gonna happen anyway, so I don't really think about it. I'm not afraid of it, but I'm just gonna accept it and have fun.
Very good. The next one is a two-part question. Are you worried about going mad slash crazy? And have you ever gone mad?
Am I worried about going mad or crazy? No. And I don't actually worry about anything like that because I think I'm pretty sane, actually. And have I ever gone mad? I mean, well, the story that I just told was probably like temporary insanity, you know? I mean, I was temporarily insane when I did that, but I recovered from it, so I'm not permanently mad or anything or crazy. Yeah.
You were provoked.
Yes, I was totally provoked. Yes.
Okay, last one from Cannibal, thank goodness. Do you
Oh.
crave or lust for money?
Wow, this is pretty stressful. I mean, oh my goodness. I like money. I mean, who doesn't? I share my apartment when I'm there with two other people, and I ride a bike around. I don't have a car, and I'm in school. So yeah, money is nice, but I don't think that I'm like crazy for it or crave it or have lust for it in a way like that I would do something wrong or really dangerous to get it. Like I wouldn't strip or be some kind of escort or anything like that. So yeah, I mean, I want more money, but I'm not going to lose myself for it. So I would have to answer no to that question. I like money. I don't crave it or lust it.
Okay. The next one is actually a question that is more they're looking for advice, and it's a little bit long, so bear with me. It's
Okay.
this one's from Jizzhead from Enchantrix Empire. How do I convince my wife to let me spend more money on another mature metal chastity device? The one I have doesn't fit very well. It's my fault because I didn't measure correctly when I ordered it. My wife says I'm too picky and it's a waste of money, and I should just wear the one I have. But I want it to fit right, otherwise it won't work properly. I thought about ordering one secretly and just switching them out, but she might be able to tell the difference in size. I don't know. What's your advice?
Chisette is a pretty interesting name. I love it. But okay, my immediate thought is that Chisette should just obey his wife. After all, he is in chastity for her, but it sounds like this guy is looking for a way out, so I'm gonna get creative. Okay. I know. I wonder how secure this device is, like how thick the metal device is, and I wonder if it could kind of meet with an unfortunate accident. I mean, Sage's had one day you happen to be at the kitchen sink washing it, and you drop it in the kitchen sink, and it goes right into the garbage disposal. And you go to quickly turn on the light over the sink so you can see in there, but instead, you hit the disposal light and it grinds it a little bit. I mean, I've actually done that myself with good spoons and forks and knives, and they're never the same. They have these little jagged edges after. And then, Chishead, oh my God, I love that name. It sounds like he should be in chastity, honestly. Chishead could show her the kind of mangled up device and explain what he accidentally did, then cry and play it up really well and beg her for another, of course, promising anything she wants in return, like double chastity time once the device comes in or something like that. But I guess that would mostly be if Jizzhead is a drama queen. I actually think he should suck it up though, because as he said, it was his responsibility to measure correctly. And the ultimate choice should be his wife's. So if she says he's too picky, then I agree with her. And anyway, she probably know he was lying and he'd get in way more trouble. So just be honest and do what she says, and that is my final answer.
Great advice. Okay, our next several questions are coming from BFLA slash Rider Boy, depending on where you see him in chat or in Chantrix Empire. The first one is your non-LDW personality any different than the way you are on the phone with callers? And if so, how?
Probably not. I would have to say no. I mean, I'm me here or on the phone or out in the world, pretty much. I mean, of course, there's a different I mean, there's a difference in what I talk about openly. I don't talk openly about sexual stuff and question people about their fantasies and things like that when I'm out to eat. But I mean, at the same time, I don't do fake really well at all. So, what you get with me here is pretty much the real me. I can't think of anything not. And what you hear is what you get. So, I don't think my personality is really very much different. And if it is, it's just, that I have like my own rules about what I talk about in public.
Very nice. Okay, next one. Do you think of yourself as a femdom in the rest of your life?
That is a really good question. I like this. I think with men, yes. With women, I tend to see things in the rest of my life more as fun and equal. I'm pretty much a perfectionist in what I do, and I like to be the leader in, different groups and classes and things like that. So I would say I'm more a leader in all areas of my life. And like sexually, that translates really well into femdom. So I think the answer, I'm not really saying yes or no, but I like to be a leader. So in some circumstances, that would be femdom. Yeah. So, but definitely I have that leadership personality. I'm very confident.
Name one thing about yourself you think would surprise people.
Oh boy. Oh wow. Okay. So this is going to be kind of a naughty confession. One thing that would really surprise people because of what I do here, I detest the taste of cum. I just don't like it. I mean, I never have. I love, love, love to suck cock, good cock, like big cock, but I always look for the signs for when the guy is ready to blow his load, and I just finish him off with my hand. Now, saying that, I love to play with cum and to feed it to a guy, and I've actually have watched guys on cam like guzzle down loads of cum, and I have a wonderful cum eater who eats his cum on a plate and on cupcakes and things like that. It's amazing. And once I watched a man guzzle down like a jar full of saved loads. I don't know. I think it's just one of those things I'm going to have to learn about. And maybe it's good that I'm here because I'll learn about it from someone, I guess.
Okay. What traits in callers interest you or excite you, but not in a sexual way?
Not sexually, I really enjoy people, both men and women, who are self-confident, who are mature, who can communicate well, and who really, really enjoy just having fun. So I guess those would be the traits that I like the best in people.
Does your family or close friends know that you work in the phone sex business? Why or why not?
A lot of my friends do, yes. My roommates, yes. A couple of cool family people do, yes. But obviously, in everybody's family, there are just going to be those people that, you don't even tell any secrets to. So there are just those people who wouldn't understand.
All right. I skipped a question. Oopsies. What traits do you look for or think are most compatible with you for someone to become a regular client of yours?
Okay, traits. Open-mindedness. Somebody has got to be really open-minded, especially if we're having fun. Fun is a huge trait. Good communication, because if you're just very quiet on the phone, we're not really going to have much of a dialogue, and I think that's very important. I think also like a willingness to be vulnerable and share stuff with me. So I guess that goes with good communication. And having an interest in kinks and a willingness to try new things and push boundaries, I think those would be like the best things for someone who I would find very compatible with me.
Very, very nice.
Thank you.
Okay, next one. How long do you see yourself staying a phone sex mistress? Do you see yourself leaving for other pursuits? And if you did ever leave, what would make you leave?
Well, I do love being a phone mistress and a princess, especially, and going to the dungeon in Atlanta to learn more and even be an apprentice there one day is very exciting to me. And that like makes me feel that there would be no real reason for me to ever stop being very naughty here because it just fits me. It just makes sense to me. It's just who I am. So, I mean, I do the boarding stuff and all that works out really well with being here. And I'm not sure how long, I'm only taking like a couple classes a semester. So I'm not sure how long it's going to take me to do all that to be a vet tech. So I can't really think of anything right away. And I do want to be here for a long time. But, like in 10 years, if I got married or something, maybe I'd go, but maybe not because I would expect to end up with some kind of a kinky guy. So, I don't know. I see myself staying for a very long time, and I don't really think of anything offhand. I can't think of anything that would make me leave.
Yay!
Yay!
And last one from BFLA. How did you get into the phone sex business?
Okay, so when I first got curious, I had talked to, some people kind of in the kink scene, and there were a couple people who actually did phone sex and said, "Oh, the only place that you actually should go is here." And there was this one nice lady who gave me information and said, like, apply here at this place. So I sent an email off, and then I got a phone call from Allie, and I was so nervous, but we did, I guess, an interview, and she looked at some things, and I sent in some stuff, and just so she can make sure that I don't know, whatever. And that was it. I mean, I make it sound pretty easy, but it was really pretty intense. But I think we all kind of hit it off really well at the beginning, so I think that helped.
Yes, indeed.
Yay!
All right, our next set of questions come from Steph. She's also a member of the Enchantrix Empire. When was the first time you made love in the back seat of a car?
Oh boy. Oh, honestly, the first time was like a couple of years ago. It was not in a car, was in a van, down at the beach. It was really romantic. We were listening to the waves and the sounds of the ocean. We had pizza, not the good kind, and hard cider, and then we made out, and one thing led to another, and I was having sex in a van. I had never had sex in a car before, so it was really kind of uncomfortable, but still really pretty fun. So not in a car, but in a driving machine. I've never actually made love in the back seat of a car, but in a van, yes.
I think the van qualifies.
Woohoo!
And the second question from Steph was, what was your most memorable date?
Oh my goodness. Well, I would have to say my most memorable date was one since I moved here. I actually had a caller talk to me, and he was very convincing with my curiosities, and he gave me lots of info on Big Black Cock. So there was this Halloween party soon after I started, and I actually went as a pirate wench. And the guy that I met, he was a pirate, and he most definitely had a big black cock. And we found each other actually on Tinder. We were both right swipes, so that meant that we got to talk on Tinder, and it was kind of like a quick hookup. It was understood that we were meeting for sex. And I think it's memorable because I've never had just a straight sex date, so that made it cool. Oh, but let me tell you, his cock was what really, really made it memorable. I realized there was something to all that BBC stuff I had heard, and it just was a date that reinforced my love of big dicks.
Wow. One last question from Steph. If you could be any female singer, past, present, or future, who would you be and why?
I think that I would be just Adele because I really think that she's just got just a beautiful voice. So that, Adele.
I agree. All right, the last few things are just some informational things, like what is the link to your blog?
Eroticdenial.com.
And are you on Yahoo and Skype?
Yes, and on Yahoo and Skype, you can find me using the same name, Enchantrix Kelly, with an IE.
Awesome. And are you on any social media sites like Twitter or Tumblr?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. It's at Mistress Kelly. There was no princess. I think there was a princess there. I don't know. So it's at Mistress Kelly. And then on Tumblr, I am phonesexprincesskelly.tumblr.com. And you just reminded me I need to go do some naughty stuff on my Tumblr, I think.
Yay, I know they're going to really enjoy that.
Thank you.
So, Mistress Kelly, or Princess Kelly, I should call you, I want to thank you for sitting down with me. Is there anything else you would like the listeners to know about you?
No, I Don't really, I think we've covered everything. Just thank you to everybody for asking the questions. I mean, Cannibal, those really made me think and just had helped me to get kind of creative. And BFLA, that was cool and stuff. Thank you. So just thank you to everyone. And I've been in Enchantrix Empire a little bit more, kind of with school calming down. So if people would like to friend me there, I would love that.
You heard her voice. Friend her on
Woohoo!
Enchantrix Empire.
Thank you.
And this was an interview with Mistress Kelly. And if you would like to spend some one-on-one time with her on the phone, you can reach her at 1-800-601-7259.